Bobby's a Borange, episode 8. Last week on Bobby's a Borange, Ness trampled Al Gore and saved a woman. Now that the happiest are through, will Al Gore go back to normal? Or will he continue to push global warming? Or will he not be dealt with in this episode because he's not a vital plot character? Find out this week on...
Bobby's a Borange.
Let's go into this cave here!
Why would you want to go into the cave?
Cause it's got all sorts of cool noises and junk!
Okay.
Man, this place is full of bears and bats and moles, oh my!
It's cool, I got mind powers.
Dude, you totally froze that bear, dog!
Yeah, I'm psychic like you, Mango.
Yo, watch for that bat! Crap! Now I gotta go to the doctor.
You want to see Paula? She was just brought in. It'll be $50 for her recovery.
Sure, here you go.
Thanks, Ness. Sorry about that back there. I'm on a low level right now, and I need to get me some experience points.
don't worry about it. Let's just get back to the cave.
Don't worry, Ness. I'll get them this time. I totally just burned fire. Check it out!
Sweet, that's awesome! Oh god, another bat! Man! What the heck?
I guess you want to see Paula? She was just brought in, and it's going to be $50 to recover her.
Okay.
Oh, wow, I am so sorry about that one. My bad. Won't happen again, probably.
Okay, we totally got this. All we need to do is... Man, are you serious?
Yeah, she's here. $50.
Okay, fine.
Oh, wow, this is starting to get expensive, I'm sure. But this time, I'm totally taking this boiled egg I found with us, so I should be fine. See, Ness? We're almost there, to the end. I can see the shiny spot.
Finally. I was worried that maybe you... You've gotta be kidding me! Well, I guess I'm going back to the... You know what? Screw that.
This is the second sanctuary location. It's mine now, but take it from me... Wait, aren't there supposed to be two of you?
Yeah, but she keeps friggin' dying.
Oh man, that sucks. I remember this one time when I was playing through Final Fantasy X, and Yuna kept dying all the time, and I ran out of freaking Phoenix Downs, and it was really making me mad. Jeez. You know what? I totally sympathize with you, and I'll just leave. This place sucks anyway, so you can have it.
Serious? Okay, that's cool with me.
Ness's Soundstorm recorded the melody of the Lilliput Steps. Ness thought he saw a glimpse of a red cap, but really, it was just his imagination and the fumes in the air that were pretty much like aerosol.
What happened? Wait a minute, this isn't the hospital. You got the second sanctuary spot without me, didn't you? How could you do that? That's my favorite part of the melody!
Well, you were just dying in junk all the time, and I wasn't really into paying out the wazoo to fix you up all the time. Besides, the mall was cool, and we talked about games for a little while.
Well, fine. You know what? I didn't want to be here anyways. Video games suck, and I hate them, and I hate you, and I hate Explain Freeze!
Well, I'm sorry about that last one, because we totally got to deal with that now.
And so Ness and Paula traversed the landscape of peaceful Rest Valley in harmony. Except for the trees, which exploded and killed Paula.
Okay, maybe you don't suck so bad after all.
Do you want to go get some pizza later?
You're seeing a bat? No, I just want to go home. Come on.
Fine, let's go.
Mom, I'm finally home. Ness saved me, and then he was a jerk, but then he was cool again. Oh, honey, I'm so glad you're back. And Ness, I'm so thankful. I know just what to give you.
What's this?
It's a homemade band-aid. I call it the hand-aid. Isn't that clever?
So, this is band-aid. Like, serious?
Yeah, you can apply it to a damaged area. It will heal over time.
I know what a band-aid is.
No, it's a hand-aid, honey.
Wait, I went across a vast valley full of explosive trees, fought crazy cultists and Al Gore, talked down a giant mole, and saved your daughter, and all you can do is give me a band-aid?
Well, I could make you some steak if you want me to.
Oh, really? That'd be sweet.
And so Ness returned Paula safely home, but only minutes after arriving, they left to fry bigger fish.
Before we go anywhere, you have to meet a friend of mine who lives in Berglund Park. He said he wanted to meet you.
Okay, let's go. Wait, it's not that creepy guy Everdrain, is it? Because he's a total pervert.
Maybe?
Hey, Ness, wait. Oh man, you brought her!
Yeah, you did, you remember?
What do you want, Everdrain?
You know what I want. Ness, you're gonna have to leave for now.
What? Why?
It's something Paul and I had to do alone.
Okay, I'll just wait outside. I wonder what could be going on in there.
No! No, not that! Oh god, no, please, no!
Oh yeah, you're gonna get it now!
No, please, no, spread out! No!
Oh man, I'm busted in!
Oh, never take your eyes off the screen, Everdrain!
What? No! Can't be!
Guess what? I have to put in here!
What the heck's going on?!
But I'm a crazy psychopath who's also addicted to video games. I try to stay away from violent games like Grand Theft Auto since they fuel my innermost rage.
What?
Ugh, it looks like I'm busted. Well, as promised, here's 10,000 bucks. Probably should've used someone else besides you, Ness. You jumped the steps.
It does not! You just played Foresight, which isn't a good stage for me. Besides, where the heck did you get $10,000?
None of your concern. Don't worry about the nothing but the money, okay? Just enjoy yourselves and live carefree. Maybe see the local concert in town? I heard that the Runaway Five are playing.
Okay. Just might do that.
Oh, and by the way, you just got beat up pretty bad, so why don't you take this?
Band-aid?
No, retard, it's a hand-aid.
And so Ness and Paula successfully arrived in Tucson. After receiving a gift from Paula's mother, Everdrain received the beating of his life. What will happen next? Find out next time on Fabi's Aborange.
Wee!
Fabi's Aborange.
Dun.
Dun.